former CFLer, now Rider game day host on CKOM and CJME. Quinn Magnuson joins us. Quinn, welcome to the show, my man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Jason. How was your day?
It's probably better than the two gentlemen who lost their job. It's never good to see anybody lose their job, that's for sure. It's not a total surprise when they're 0-9, but the fact that, you know, they fire them but don't announce full-time replacements, what do you think that means? What was the purpose? The season's pretty much done. They're not making the playoffs either way, so why do it now? Why not just wait till the end of the season?
This entire thing runs a lot deeper than just 0-9. And
okay.
There was some things that came out today that Rod Peterson actually on one of the other stations here in Saskatchewan brought forth. And apparently there was a lot going on behind the doors and things that Corey Chamberlain was doing and saying and acting that really started to not sit well with the executive. And I think he was starting to shorten his leash quite a bit here in the last few weeks. And, you could see that with the media, with the way he handled the media after some games, particularly after, I believe it was the fifth game of the season, and even these last couple games against Calgary and Ottawa. So, a lot of people were trying to defend him and say that, you know, he won the Grey Cup in 2013 with the team and such, and really was it his fault that Darian Durant goes down two seasons in a row. But this runs a lot deeper, and I think that's really where this ultimate firing came from. I think they were ready to do it a couple of weeks ago during the bye week, and Brendan Tamman kind of went to bat for Corey because he did bring Corey in, and he went to bat for him and said, no, I think we can manage this. We can get out of the season, and we're still in a playoff hunt here. And I hate to say it, but I think that may have, been the reason why Brendan Tamman was also let go yesterday, was because of the fact that he was essentially, giving Corey Chamberlain the seal of approval. So I guess if you give one guy the boot, you give them both the boot. Now, as far as the two interims in Jeremy O'Day and Bob Dice, I know that the team is probably looking, and the rumors have already started to, circle around the Rider camp about possible head coaching candidates next year in Paul LaPolice and Mike Benavides. I'm sure that, Bob Dice is going to do a great job of just keeping the players and keeping the culture and environment settled here during the last 9 weeks because he's a great players coach. Jeremy O'Day may or may not be ready for the full-time GM position. And so once again, rumors have flown around that potentially Eric Tillman has been thrown into the mix there as a candidate for the GM position just to kind of get the organization upright again. But either way, it was time for change, and I think it was a good thing for everyone. And, Corey and Brendan will probably land on their feet somewhere. They're both talented people. It just wasn't going to be here for the remainder of the season.
Looking at Tillman, Quinn, considering, he pleaded guilty to the charges and then he resigned, and it's a community-owned team, would people be happy with him coming back?
Well, Rider Nation is obviously very passionate about its team, and when it loses, it's not very happy. And certainly at 0-9, things started to get to an absolute boiling point here. You could see it on social media. And, I'm not necessarily saying that people are willing to forgive and forget Eric Tillman for his off-field transgressions. But if it means that he comes in and settles things down and starts bringing in some great talent and the team gets back on the winning track again, because Rider fans have been more or less spoiled here for the last 8 years. I mean, four Grey Cups, two wins in the last 8 years. That's pretty impressive. And so we've gotten used to being winners here, and we expect nothing less now. So they might turn the other cheek if the team decides to move down Eric Tillman's way and bring him on. I'm not saying that they're going to welcome him with open arms, but if he turns things around, they'll decide just to, turn the other way and let things happen. So,
what are your thoughts on that?
The way I look at it, because I had a discussion with my co-host Ray Morrison about this the other day, and he had mentioned it, and I said, you really hate to look at what a person has done off the field for what they can contribute to a team. Now, I know what we've seen, over the last couple of years with players and their off-field problems, whether it be in the NFL or even in the CFL and in sports in general. I'd like to think that, Tillman has maybe learned from this situation and has, gotten past it and hopefully can, be a good contributor to whichever team. And obviously he was still lingering around the CFL here the last few years and still in touch with people. So I wouldn't have a problem with it. Once again, I think you got to do what's best for the team. And but he certainly has to be told that, you know, he'll be on even on a short leash in terms of what, you know, what, if anything, might happen off the field.
Quinn Magnuson, former CFLer, co-host and Rider Game Day on CGME in Regina, joins us. Riders cleaning house with GM and coach out. And you know what? They've got O'Day, and you mentioned Bob Dice on the interim basis. Being a former player, Quinn, it's easy to get rid of the coach and the GM. And, you know, the GM, I think, could take some blame for having the team get a little bit older and maybe didn't bring in some younger guys. But I watched a lot of the Rider games, and their lack of discipline, yes, that comes from the coach to an extent. But at times, there was just a pure lack of effort, at least from my vantage point, in watching some of these games. How many players on that team do you think need to go before the start of next season?
Well, you know, I think if you get rid of three or four, it'll certainly shape the rest of them up. Hopefully, you know, like I said before, the Riders have gotten used to winning. They've gotten used to being very successful. They're always, you know, seems to be in a playoff hunt. And once again, four Grey Cup appearances in 8 years. And you know, maybe some of those veterans just got a little too high on the hog in terms of being able to just kind of show up and just basically just play and expect to win. And we saw a little bit of that in the preseason. You know, we had Taj Smith in here, Jamel Richardson, and that's what Corey Chamberlain liked. He liked veteran players. So even when they brought in Alex Suber and the other DB that I forget the name right now, but they brought them in, and ultimately in the end, they really helped the team, didn't help the team at all. So it's all about chemistry. A team's, you know, success really is about chemistry. It's having a good mix of veterans and having the right veterans, but then also having a good crop of young players that come in. And I think Brennan Tamman and his staff actually brought in some good young players this year, but unfortunately, they didn't play them. You know, Junior Mertal probably should have been playing in the defensive backfield way sooner than he did. Naaman Roosevelt is another name that we thought was outstanding in preseason and didn't see the field until just these last couple games and has performed really well. So that's something where I think, you know, the general manager's office and even the coaching staff has failed a little bit in terms of having the right players on the field and allowing those younger players to develop. So I think you're definitely going to see some off-season changes, whether that comes from Jeremy O'Day, which would be a tough go for him, just because being a former player and only being out of the player's uniform for 4 years now, he still knows a lot of these guys. But there will be some veterans that'll, you know, be wearing different colors next year and not green, and hopefully that'll shape up the rest of the team.
When you look at this, because the fact their number one and their number two quarterbacks have gone down, when I look at Corey Chamberlain, did he take on too much responsibility this year, Quinn? I know they have a defensive coordinator in title, but it definitely seemed like Chamberlain was the one pulling the strings. Was he trying to do too much? Was he a guy who maybe just didn't trust his coaching staff?
Yeah, it seems that way, and he was definitely doing too much. You know, Brennan Tamman even said himself, I'm not paying Corey to be the defensive coordinator, but Corey's ego got the best of him, and that's, you know, what I hear from other media sources. That's what I hear from inside sources of the team, is that after they won the Grey Cup in 2013, he changed. He became a different coach, and he basically, it was his way or the highway. And, you know, last year we saw, you know, them bring in George Cortez, even though Bob Dice was the offensive coordinator the year before. They bring in Cortez, and everybody thought it was Cortez that was benching these running backs, you know, and benching these players for fumbles and other things that were going on. And all along, you know, from what I hear, it was Corey Chamberlain. And it was Chamberlain's way or the highway. And we saw that even just this last week with the handling of Brett Smith, the quarterback. And that's, you know, that's what I said about earlier about it's deeper than 0-9. It's not just the wins and losses. It's about the way Corey was handling things and the way he was dealing with players, dealing with the media, and dealing with even front office staff over these last couple of seasons, and it just got out of hand. And it's because he was doing too much, but not because he had to, but because he wanted to. It seemed to me that the coaching staff that he brought on this year, in particular defensive coordinator Greg Quick, were essentially there just to fulfill what he wanted them to do. They weren't there to actually be the coaches for their particular positions. It was what Corey wanted. And he built this staff, you know, the way he wanted. And one of those key, you know, omissions was getting rid of Richie Hall, whose defense last year was quite strong. He gets rid of Richie Hall. He takes over the defense, and the defense turns out to be the, you know, the worst in the league this year. So definitely took on too much, but to his own fault, because that's what he wanted and ultimately led to his demise.
Will Brett Smith start next game?
I sure hope so. It's certainly not going to be Tino Sinceri. I'm not sure what Tino's done, but he certainly does not have the support of many fans and many of the media. And I'm not sure what it's like even in the locker room, but I think last game, he kind of just spelled out for himself that he won't be playing too much the rest of the season. When Kevin Glenn comes back, you could possibly even see Sinceri get released. Brett Smith needs to start next game, needs to start until Kevin Glenn is fully healthy and ready to play. And, you know, I talked with Darian Durant on the weekend, and he said that when Kevin comes back, Kevin needs to be the starter, even if at least until the Riders are fully out of the playoffs, because he was brought in to be the backup to Darian, to Double D, and he should be the guy going back in if they have a playoff chance. And to be honest with you, I don't think Brett Smith has a problem with that. I don't think Brett Smith has a problem with being the backup to obviously a very experienced veteran like a Kevin Glenn. But as long as Brett Smith is healthy and able to play, and Kevin Glenn isn't, he should be the guy leading this team, because I think he certainly has a lot of upside to him, a lot of potential. Coach Chapdelaine, the offensive coordinator, just needs to manage the offense a little differently and take a lot of the pressure off of Brett, and he'll turn out to be a really good quarterback and maybe next year be the number two guy.
Quinn, really appreciate the rundown. I'm sure no shortage of talking in Riderville right now about all the changes, and I guess just a little extra fuel to throw on the Labor Day fire between the Riders and the Bombers on Sunday.
Well, I'm truly hoping it is a Labor Day classic, so to speak. And, you know, my Twitter has been blowing up today, and I've been receiving tons of back and forth from people. So, you know, if people want to keep going there, it's QMag65, and certainly willing to talk Rider football or CFL football in general. And I appreciate you guys having me on today.
Anytime, man. We'll do it again.
All right. Have a good day.
Quinn Magnuson, former CFLer, host on Riders Game Day.